Hello. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well. How we doing?
Joe, what type of challenge is it to face a team like the Patriots right off the bat here in week one?
Well, it's a great way to start the season. I mean, it's a conference game. It's a division game. We're opening our season at home against a very good opponent. So I think it's a great way to start the 2014 season.
Joe, Rich Garvin here from Worcester.
Yep.
Just curious, there's going to be, I think, probably a lot of interest this week on the line play on both teams, offensive and defensive. And can you speak to maybe what you've seen from your offensive line so far with some new faces? And on the defensive line, a lot of guys you have back that there's a lot of faith in, I would believe.
I mean, Rich, you know, I feel like we made a lot of strides during the off-season program and training camp in the preseason, and now it's, you know, kind of time to put that all that work and all that effort to the test in a real regular season NFL football game. So I like what the progress we made. I like the chemistry of the group, the work ethic of the group to this point in time, and so I'm excited to see about what they can accomplish together as a unit on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And you know, as you mentioned, defensively, we have a number of guys that are up front that have played for us for a while, and so far we've been very pleased with. You know, we added Earl Mitchell to the group from Houston, and he's fit in tremendous. He's got an outstanding motor, and I think he's done a good job as well. So obviously, it's going to be incumbent on our defensive line, our entire defense, to play extremely well. We know how good the Patriot offense is, so we're going to have to be up to the challenge.
Joe, speaking of the Patriot offense, how difficult do you think they are to prepare for and plan for when they have so many different things they can do with their personnel, whether they want to go big or small or spread you out or go power run? How difficult is it with their multiples?
Well, they're extremely well coached, number one, and as you mentioned, number two, they have very good personnel, and so you can't overcommit to any one particular individual, and they've got a quarterback that's played outstanding football for a long time, so there's no doubt they present some issues to you, and so I think that's why you really have to have a balanced approach, and you got to play good fundamental defense. I mean, you have to tackle well, you have to pursue well. We're going to have to win some one-on-ones up front. You know, we're going to have to, you know, the battle up front that you mentioned already is going to be very, very important. I don't think you can, you know, come up with too much trickery or deception. They play fast, you know that. They're going to get out of the huddle. We got to communicate well. So they do a lot of things extremely well. And so, you know, really, we're going to have to just play good, solid, fundamental defense from start to finish.
Hey, Coach, you just mentioned that Tom Brady, you know, has been superb for a long while, but can you detect off this preseason and the tapes that you've watched a more comfortable Tom Brady with his receiving core going into this year than he was at this point last year?
You know, it's hard for me to compare to last year because our first game was October 27th, so if I'm not around there. So all I know is, you know, he's completing 80% of his passes, and he looks like he's throwing the ball extremely well. So whether that's a function of his comfort level with the receivers, I can't really speak to, but he looks like he's throwing the ball very, very well.
Coach Belichick talked a little bit about the difficulty of you know, getting substitutions in on against a sort of up-tempo offense. Are you curious to see how your new offense performs against the defense when you have that element to it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as I've said many times, the thing we want to do is, I think it becomes even more difficult when, you know, you're moving the chains and you're getting first downs and you're holding on to the ball for a period of time and getting up to the line of scrimmage quickly or getting in and out of the huddle quickly, whatever it may be, whatever style of play, you know, you're incorporating in that particular series. But, you know, I think the key is, you know, our execution offensively to generate, you know, first downs and to keep the defense off balance. I think that's going to be the key more than anything else.
Do you expect that obviously the offensive coordinator change for you? Do you expect that the element of surprise may play in your favor, or do you think that with the changes the Patriots have made on defense, there might be a little bit of feeling out for both teams in that first stretch of the game?
Well, I think there's going to be a little bit of feeling out. I mean, I think, you know, you have to prepare for all the 53 players on the roster. You're not exactly sure of the combinations that every, you know, that they will use, and I'm sure they're not exactly sure of the combinations we're going to use and how we're going to deploy different people and so forth. And that's kind of part of the game. I think we're going to have to make some good adjustments in the game and study what they're doing. And, you know, thankfully, you know, we've got a coaching staff and they've got those pictures and everything. And we're going to have to do a good job throughout the course of the game. But I do think there'll be, regardless of you know, how many years a particular staff's been in place, I think there's always that first game. There's unscouted things. You know, there's things that are going to occur in a game that, you know, we're going to have to be able to adjust to and adapt to. And I think that's, again, goes back to what we really got to do is, obviously, we've got to have to have a great game plan against them. But we have to play good fundamental football in all three phases of the game.
What have you seen from Ryan's development this year? It seemed like one thing he really improved in was at least getting the ball into the end zone last year as opposed to his rookie year.
Yeah, well, again, I think he's continued to show progress. I mean, the things that we look for in a quarterback here in Miami are, number one, a decision maker, number two, an accurate passer, and number three, making plays at critical times in a game. And I think those are really the three core principles of quarterback play that we stress down here. And you know, those are things that, you know, the good news is I think all, you know, you always can see improvement in all those areas. And I think he's worked hard at, getting adjusted to the new offense. I think he's picked it up well. I think he has a good command of it. And so, you know, again, it's week one. It's time to put all that hard work and effort and energy to the test.
Is Darrell Revis the type of player that when Ryan comes to the line of scrimmage, he has to know where he is first and foremost more than anything in terms of playing away from him, or doesn't it really matter?
Well, he's an excellent player, and, you know, we played him last year, we played him the year before, and he's an extremely talented guy, and he's good at the line of scrimmage, and he's very, very instinctive as a player. So, you know, but we have to focus on the whole, we can't just focus on one particular individual. I think, you know, we have to have a good understanding of how they're playing their coverage overall. He's an important part of it, but you have to, you know, as a quarterback, you have to have a bigger set of eyes than just one particular player.
What has made Ryan Tannehill so successful in two-minute situations, and do you expect that to continue now that he's running a brand-new offense, having run the same offense under Mike Sherman for such a long time?
Well, I think, number one, we devote an awful lot of time to it. It's something that we practice an awful lot, and we, you know, we tell the players all the time. Again, I don't have a crystal ball in terms of NFL seasons, but I think last year we were in 10-1 possession games, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and that, you know, a lot of games are going to be decided in this league in the last 2 minutes, both of the first half and of the football game. And so, you know, I think there's a mindset here that the execution in that phase of the game is critical, and we devote practice time to it. And I certainly hope that our success continues, and we've been practicing it a lot, and we know it could come up in this game.
Joe, what can you tell us about Don Jones to get a little more familiar with him?
Yeah, well, he's on your team now, so I'm gonna refrain from any comments on him. He's on the New England Patriots, and we'll let that stand.
Joe, obviously one guy who's not with you this year is Coach Sherman. Your relationship goes back quite a long ways, as we know, and how personally difficult was it for you to see him part ways with the Dolphins organization?
Bob, again, Mike Sherman's a tremendous football coach, but even a better human being and a father and a husband and a community member. He's done a great job wherever he's coached, and, you know, I think the world of him.
Is that just a case of, I mean, I'm going to go cliche here, but it's part of the business, and you just have to move on from it and really be unemotionally detached?
Well, things happen, you know, a lot of things happen for a variety of reasons, and, you know, the situation is what it is, and now, you know, but, you know, I wish him every, you know, all good things in the future.
Just conversely, you added Mark Duffner to your staff, and what's he brought to you this year?
Well, he's got a lot of energy and enthusiasm for the game, and obviously he's got great experience in the NFL. I think he's been in the league now 17, 18 years, and really adjusted well with the defensive staff. He's got a long history with Kevin Coyle, our defensive coordinator. They've worked together in the past, so I think it's on a lot of fronts. He's been a real positive addition.
Joe, your extended family up here, who are they going to be rooting for on Sunday?
I hope the Dolphins, yeah. I hope so.
Joe, just with regard to your future in Miami, is this a make-or-break year for you?
You know, I'm really just focused on this one game of the New England Patriots. You know, I've really been pleased with all the things our players and staff have done to get ready for this game, be it the off-season program and training camp and preseason. And, you know, the game's not about me. It's about, you know, the Miami Dolphins playing the New England Patriots, and I want our team to get off to a great start. And I know we're playing an excellent opponent that's extremely well-coached, and it should be a great day for football.